Raised along the historic Hudson River Valley in upstate New York, Scott Shale was immersed in the multicultural arrhythmia of music traditions and today listens to everything from Led Zeppelin to Bob Marley, Stone Temple Pilots and Tupac Shakur. Additionally, he spent time with his mother, aunt and grandmother in their respective kitchens taking mental notes on how and why the best families are built around the traditions of the American dinner table. At the age of 12, however, Scott and his family relocated to Raleigh-Durham where he spent his teenage years evolving into a neo-Southerner. Enrolling in Appalachian State University in Boone, named after the American pioneer Daniel Boone, it was here in the Blue Ridge Mountains that Scott developed a love for outdoor recreation, downhill skiing and skydiving. After commencement from college, Scott spent 3 years as a juvenile counselor and advocate, after which deciding to take the legal plunge and enrolling in the University of Baltimore School of Law. After graduating with honors, he was chosen to clerk for a federal bankruptcy judge in Washington, D.C., and thereafter assumed the position of associate attorney with the prestigious Hogan Lovells, an international law firm. Wishing to raise his young family in his native South, Scott accepted an in-house counsel position with Wachovia Corporation, a once-thriving commercial bank churning out record profits. But with the 2008 economic downturn, he witnessed the failure of Wachovia firsthand from the front row of the legal division. After the bank's acquisition by Wells Fargo, Scott transitioned with the new company until in 2010. He was tapped to return to private practice and accepted a partnership with Parker Poe Adams and Bernstein in Charlotte. This father of three is guided by the belief that, in matters personal and professional, the individual is master of and responsible to its own destiny, fate, and soul. Invictus, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be, for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years, finds, and shall find, me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul.